Dr. Kirk Heinze is host of the environmental segment Greening of the Great Lakes on WKAR's MSU Today. His conversations are an occasional feature here on Current State. Dr. Heinze recently attended Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry exhibit, Future Energy Chicago. The exhibit highlights Chicago and Great Lakes energy production and offers the signature science and industry hands-on experience for museum goers.
Future Energy Chicago is a groundbreaking new exhibit that's all about giving our audience, and particularly young people, a chance to create in real time Chicago's energy future. The heart of Future Energy Chicago is a multiplayer simulation. It's actually a game. So the future car, you're an automotive designer. The future neighborhood, you're an urban planner.
Dr. Patricia Ward is the museum's director of science exhibitions and partnerships. Kirk recently caught up with Dr. Ward by phone. She got the conversation going by telling Heinze about her role at the Museum of Science and Industry.
So what I do here at the museum, and I've been here a little over 15 years now, is my department provides broad science leadership across the museum's exhibition work, permanent and temporary exhibitions. And our department's focus is on the core content areas of science, technology, engineering, math, health, and medicine. So we produce exhibitions, we lead projects, we have exhibit developers that research content and create frameworks and narratives and understand and work with our audiences to define experience objectives, goals for what people are going to learn, how we hope to create experiences that will inspire people to feel and take away core messages and hopefully act on some areas, particularly in the areas of energy.
Tell us a little bit about this Future Energy Chicago exhibit. What inspired it? How did the genesis?
Absolutely. Well, energy has long been a core content area for the museum. And so for many, many years, we've had a variety of exhibitions on energy, and most of them have been what we would call survey exhibits. They cover a lot of different areas, a lot of ground. And in that context, as you can imagine, it's not necessarily always that easy to go very deep with our audiences. So what we thought we would do for Future Energy Chicago is to create an experience that asks people to spend a considerable amount of time relative to what our usual exhibit experience is. So the experience of Future Energy Chicago is about an hour, and it has three individual parts. The first part is called the Energy Garden, in which people come in and they can engage with bicycles, hand cranks, get physically engaged and convert energy in their bodies into signals, electrical power that make things happen in the Energy Garden, make it come to life with different kinds of visual and auditory effects. So it's very much an energy kind of writ large, and the idea that energy exists in many different forms, including energy in you, that it can be transformed and converted from one form to another, and then things happen. And then the experience segues into a six-minute film, which is a really beautiful, stunning film that tells this arc of the story of energy from how the Earth's energy is manifest from the sun and the wind and natural forces, and how as civilization grew, mankind was able to harness energy for our own purposes, for advancing society, and how this was very important for our growth and industrialization. And as we live today, more and more people around the world are needing more and more energy, and this is a reality that we need to contend with. And how are we going to do it? How are we going to move into an energy future that is sustainable and accommodates everybody around the world to have a kind of standard of living and the ability to move forward? And so this tension exists between what we need and want and what and creating a sustainable and environmentally safe future. So what is that going to require? It's going to require everybody's collaboration and innovation and ingenuity to create new technologies and new solutions for our energy future. So it's really a call to action. And when that film culminates, the group heads into our simulation space, which is a very unusual experience. It's a beautiful area, a beautiful part of the exhibit, and it consists of 5 game stations. It's a multiplayer simulation. It's facilitated by our staff, who are really terrific at engaging the public, and people can play in teams, and they can design a future home, a future neighborhood, a future car. They can create the transportation system and an energy power mix for the city of Chicago. And the goal is to make it all more energy efficient. You get to compete. It's kind of friendly competition amongst team members. And then there's a collective room score for how well the entire room did in creating a better energy future for Chicago.
My guest is Patricia Ward. She's the Director of Science, Exhibitions, and Partnerships at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Patricia, when you were putting this exhibit together and consulting with experts about the energy future, what general sense did you get about what that energy portfolio might look like, say, 10 to 20 years down the road?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because we did, of course, consult a number of experts. And one of the things I would like to mention about the simulation is that it's grounded in real-world data. So the scoring system for the gameplay, each of those experiences that I described are a 5-minute game. And the scoring system is based on real-world data about energy consumption and energy generation from different kinds of sources. And it puts people, particularly young people, in the role of being the home energy consultant and being the automotive designer and being the power engineer. And these, in working with these experts, very challenging for them to think 20 years out and really make predictions. I think there's a general trend towards the feasibility of using renewable sources like wind and solar. There's also a lot of effort going into innovations in making our conventional sources more environmentally appropriate, so carbon capture and storage, things like that. There's a lot of work going on in battery storage, which would certainly go a long way towards making wind power and solar power that are intermittent, as you know, making those really viable solutions for the future. So we present this mixture. One of our core messages is that there is no single solution, but there's no silver bullet, that really a mix, at least at this stage of the game and for the foreseeable future, certainly for the near-term future, is that it's going to require a mix of power sources. And that's a message we try to convey to the people that come to the exhibit. And we really are focusing most directly on young people because it is about the future, and our core message is trying to connect with these young people and help them understand that exciting changes are happening right now in the field of energy and that you have a role to play.
We could talk about this exhibit, and it's just a wonderful exhibit. It's called Future Energy Chicago, Patricia, but where can folks find more information about the exhibit?
Go to the museum's website. That's the best source. MSIChicago.org. You can find out all about it. You can find some little excerpts of the exhibit. And I really invite everybody to come down. It's a fun, engaging, very unique kind of experience and really worthwhile.
And I had the opportunity to do some of the work in the Energy Garden as well and enjoyed it thoroughly. So 9 years old up to a person in his 60s, it's got something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Current State on 90.5 WKAR will point out that Dr. Kirk Heinze is host of the environmental segment Greening of the Great Lakes. His conversations are an occasional feature here on Current State.